Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now we turn the page and ask, is it surprising to you that in 2013, the coming out of a professional athlete in one of the four major sports in America would be a landmark announcement? Well, it would be. So right now we're going to open up the phones and ask if you have personal experience as an openly gay athlete, especially a male gay athlete, because it seems to be much more common a thing, at least to be out, in female sports. So 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. And we're asking now because there's been some chatter in the media about the likelihood that at least one professional athlete, and maybe more, from one of the four major sports is going to come out as gay. CBS Sports reporter Mike Freeman reports that a current gay NFL player is strongly considering coming out publicly. And then did you see that front page New York Times article last week about pro sports leagues, including the NFL and the NHL, putting in place policies and plans to support pro athletes who are gay in their leagues? And then there's the growth of advocacy groups like You Can Play and Athlete Ally. So I'm sure we can all agree it's a good thing that people should be able to come out as who they are at this point. But why is professional athletics so behind other institutions when it comes to supporting gay people? And our question for you is, short of being in Major League Baseball, short of being in the NFL or the National Hockey League or the NBA, are you a gay athlete? And if so, how did you come out to your teammates? Maybe it was in college. Maybe it was in amateur league. Maybe it was in high school. And if you came out, were there support systems in your team management structure or in your league to support you? And what was necessary? Did the coach deal with it well? Did they talk to the other players about it? Were you able to talk to the coach about it? Was it necessary? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And what might soon be a group coming out in the pro sports in the United States Major League Pro Sports Leagues, 212-433-WNYC. If you've had any experience like this, lower down, 212-433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Let me just say that our board is not exactly being flooded with gay athletes who came out in your college sports athletics program or your high school or your amateur leagues. So let me put the question another way. And some of you may still call at 212-433-WNYC. Maybe you weren't out. Did you consider coming out and decide against it? Were you in the closet? You know, does the locker room have to be the last closet in the United States? What was it about the team sports dynamic that made it feel not okay for you to come out? Any stories? 212-433-WNYC, men or women, 212-433-9692. And, you know, it's definitely something bubbling up in the sports world. Football fans, you may remember that this year's Super Bowl had that subplot where Baltimore Ravens player Brendan Ayanbadejo, a heterosexual but vocal supporter of gay marriage, was pitted against 49ers player Chris Culliver, who had made a homophobic comment in the lead-up to the big game. And obviously there was the Mike Rice comments, the now former Rutgers men's basketball coach fired for his aggressive use of anti-gay language as gay slurs against his players. I thought at the time, what if one of those players was gay and not out? Bad enough that he's using it as ways to demean his team members, not even thinking that they might be gay. What if you were gay and he was calling you those particular gay-oriented F-word slurs. So I have a feeling that's one of the reasons that article popped up in the Times right now. People in the pro sports may feel like this is the moment. Gay marriage is gaining momentum. Mike Rice was just fired for using that kind of language as a coach. So if there's ever going to be a right time, maybe this is getting to be it. So do you have any experience with this? And I don't expect major league ball players to call up right now. But if you have come out in college, come out in high school, or thought about it and not as a gay athlete, male or female, tell us your story. What happened, and what do you think is needed as a support system once these pro athletes do start coming out? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And David in Brooklyn, you're on the air. David, thank you for calling in.
Sure thing. I was just calling. Interestingly, I was an athlete who did not come out while playing high school sports. Went on to college where I didn't play sports, but then came out. And it was very interesting what a community of athletics, a small liberal arts college that had quite a lot of athletes, but not, encouraging openness within the teams, a lot of homophobia in the locker rooms, as you might expect or have heard of, but that the gay athletes who remain closeted would then seek relationships, in particular with former athletes who are then gay, and it would just kind of perpetuate a very uncomfortable environment and, almost encourage that repression that, people who were gay and athletes would kind of enforce this closeted world.
Well, do you think that it's an unfair stereotype or kind of true that male athletes, serious athletes, that sports culture at, let's say, the high school, college, and professional level would tend to be more homophobic than society at large because there's such aggressive, competition, testosterone, all of that stuff. And so that there would be a more difficult cultural challenge for the coaches, for the leagues, in terms of, integrating the players and raising the consciousness of the straight players as a group than there is in other realms of society?
I think homophobic is an interesting word there because I think that it is probably most applicable. It's that in these sports environment, it's like this idea, fear from unknown. I wouldn't say that they're as independently more likely to be anti-gay or, have negative feelings towards gay, but they're really they're more afraid personally mm-hmm. about what that means.
That they're going to be gawked at in the locker room, that kind of thing?
Gawked out in the locker room. The language around the locker rooms, a lot of coaches are from areas or eras of, not as much sensitivity. It's in this recent battle with Rutgers, it was interesting that really what took forefront in the liberal media was this conversation around his gay slurs.
Right.
When it was also really, it started as a physical issue.
Right.
But once the media took hold, it was just, anti-gay this, anti-gay that. That didn't happen 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's an interesting, play off that. And then there's just this level of fear and discomfort because no one knows what that means for them on their team. If their teammates are going to trust them, are they going to get as much play time, et cetera.
David, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Brian in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Brian. How are you today?
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
What's your relationship to this?
I mean, what I'd like to say is I think what's driving the this conversation today is the unfortunate situation of Manti Te'o, the linebacker from Notre Dame, and what his situation may be, because it's been speculated that he may be gay, and by his behaviors, et cetera.
Because what we know about Manti, what we know is he had a fake girlfriend.
Right.
There was a hoax about a fake girlfriend, and whether he was in on the hoax or a victim of the hoax seems kind of murky. But if somebody's putting forth to the world in some way that he has a fake girlfriend, well, sometimes that's a cover for somebody who's gay.
Correct. And that's, but I think that's what's driving in the controversy with the NFL. You had the questions during the combine of individuals questioning did guys have girlfriends, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's, you know, the NFL is looking at how are we going to deal with this controversy in our locker rooms, and who wants to bring, you know, an openly gay player into their locker room? Where is that going to ever happen? And I think, you know, it's who's going to be the Jackie Robinson of football and baseball and those things.
And so, that's another hook to today, because obviously today is the anniversary of Jackie Robinson debuting in the major leagues in 1947. And this is not an explicit prohibition, but it's another kind of coming out and breaking down a barrier that has yet to be done. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And here's Dan in Westport. Dan, thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Brian.
What's your story? What's your relationship to this whole issue?
I am an openly gay high school soccer coach here in Westport, Connecticut. When I came out, probably about 20 years ago, I thought it was to be a role model for gay kids. And I've realized that it's just as important for me to be out for the straight athletes, for them to know that their coach is gay and that it's not good or bad. It simply is.
And how's the reaction to you been over the years? And has it changed as society's become more open to the whole dynamic of out homosexuality?
I think it has. I'm lucky to live in a progressive area, and so there was no overt backlash. But I think over the years, kids and their parents have become much more open to talking with me, not just about sexuality issues, but about the fact that kids have a lot going on in their lives. Every kid has a secret. And I think it's made me a better coach and made my relationships with the athletes and the parents a lot more honest and open and affirming.
In all your years as an openly gay high school soccer coach, no player has come out?
No player has come out while I've been coaching him. Certainly many have come out afterwards. And I think that's kind of appropriate. You know, I think the fact that they know and that all the athletes know that our team is a safe space for everybody, no matter what their lives are like, I think makes them be better athletes and players. And then they can come out, you know, after they're in high school.
But high school is an everybody knows everybody kind of society, obviously depending on the size of the high school. But if they're out in other realms of their life, they just have a boyfriend or their friends know they're gay, then a lot of their teammates will know. Whether they hold a team meeting and say, you know, comrades, I want to announce that I'm a homosexual, you know, it doesn't have to happen like that for them to know. So people are going to wind up out on high school and college sports teams, whether they formally come out or not in a declaration. So at that point, people like you and all kinds of coaches are going to have to deal with some kind of integrating mechanisms, right?
Absolutely. And you know, you're right. I mean, kids are out in many aspects of their lives. All we can do is create an environment on a team, in a school, wherever, where kids can feel comfortable being themselves. Then they come out maybe to a few friends, maybe to more friends, maybe to their parents, on their own terms. In the past, you know, kids were forced out or they were put in situations where they couldn't really concentrate. Now, with athletes coming out and coaches being out and schools being more open and affirming, it's better for everyone.
Thanks for your call, Dan. I really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody who called up on this segment. We will see when – I'm sure it's only a matter of time. So we'll see whether – one version I heard is that people from the different sports might get together. This is only at the level of rumor. But can you imagine if an NFL player and a Major League Baseball player and an NHL and an NBA player held a joint news conference to announce that they were gay? This is one of the rumored scenarios that could make it easier for them. And, of course, big news whenever it happens, if it happens, but speculation about it being soon in the media right now. Thank you for your calls. And coming up next, how big state universities help maintain inequality because of all things their party culture. Stay with us.